In the name of Jesus, the Son of the only true and living God, amen. You may be seated. We all have memories of our favorite teachers as we came through elementary school, junior high school, college. With me at seminary, that was just a few years ago for me. One of my favorite teachers was a teacher of the old school who liked to get in your face, so to speak. Very early in my days as a seminary student, he opened his class one day by yelling at us something like this: "I know that some of you have been studying the Bible for several years and you came here to teach the faculty here a thing or two. Well, I want to tell you something. You neither know the scriptures nor do you know about the things of God. You know nothing." He was louder than I. Well, for a man of 54 who had been studying the scriptures for a good many years, that was hard to hear. But he was correct. Another thing he yelled at us after we heard a sermon at chapel one day that was pure conjecture and not scriptural was, "Preach the text, guys. Preach the text, guys. The people don't care what you think. They want to know about Jesus. Preach the text, guys." After studying the scriptures for many years, after learning some about Hebrew and Greek, after reading through the Bible many times, after teaching Bible class for several years, after reading through the Book of Concord, the Lutheran Confessions, many times, I still know nothing except Jesus and Him crucified for the sins of the world. That's all that I know. And so, it is all about Jesus, who quoted Isaiah when he says in our text today, "Well did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. You leave the commandment of God and hold to the tradition of men.'" End of the reading. You see, the Pharisees, who he was talking to, added 613 new rules, new commandments to God's Ten Commandments. Jesus called them hypocrites, people who claim to do one thing but do altogether something else. For instance, you heard it, listen to how they twisted the fourth commandment to honor your father and your mother. Moses says, "Honor your father and your mother." And he also says, "Whoever reviles father and mother must die." But the Pharisees taught that if the people vowed to give their money to the temple, that was known as Korban, then they could not help their mothers and fathers when they needed help. Could not. Their money was already spoken for, so to speak. Just promise to give your money to the temple when you die, and you don't have to share your money with your mom and dad when they get sick or need help. Jesus said they did many such things. The Pharisees made the word of God void, null and void. But God hasn't taken the fourth commandment away. Martin Luther had a good bit to say about that in his large catechism. Martin Luther said that to honor your father and mother means more than just loving them. Quoting, "To the position of fatherhood and motherhood, God has given special distinction above all that are beneath it. He does not simply command us to love our parents, but to honor them. Regarding our brothers, sisters, and neighbors in general, He commands nothing more than that we love them. Matthew 22 and 1 John 3. In this way, he separates and distinguishes fathers and mothers from all other persons upon earth and places them at his side. For it is a far higher thing to honor someone than to love someone. Because honor includes love, but also includes modesty, humility, and submission to a majesty hidden in them. Honor requires not only that parents be addressed kindly and with reverence, but also that both in the heart and with the body, we demonstrate that we value them very highly, and that next to God, we regard them as the very highest. For someone we honor from the heart, we must also truly regard them as high and great. And continuing with Luther, learn therefore what is the honor toward parents that this commandment requires. A, they must be held in distinction and esteemed above all things as the most precious treasure on earth. B, in our words, we must speak modestly toward them. Do not address them roughly, haughtily, and defiantly, but yield to them and be silent. And here's the kicker. Even though they go too far, even though they go too far. And C, we must show them such honor also by works, that is, with our body and possessions. We must serve them, help them, and provide for them when they are old, sick, infirm, or poor. We must do all this not only gladly, but with humility and reverence, as doing it before God. For the child who knows how to regard parents in his heart will not allow them to do without or hunger, but will place them above him and at his side, and will share with them whatever he has and possesses, even when they go too far. Even when your parents get old, maybe a little older even than me, and maybe even when their mind is not as good as it has been, and even when they say some things that are very hurtful, as they do when they have such things as dementia, even when they go too far, you are to honor them. Button your lip and love them. It gets tough. It gets tough sometimes. But we are called to honor our mothers and our fathers. This also goes to those in authority over us, the police, the president, the governor, the mayor, the principal, our pastor. We are to honor them. And it gets tough sometimes when they go too far. Honor your father and your mother so that your days will be long in the land that the Lord your God gives to you. The fourth commandment. What does this mean? We should fear and love God so that we do not anger or despise our parents and other authorities, but honor them, serve and obey them, love and cherish them. God has given you his word. He's given you his word. You have a book full of his word. Not just words, but his word. The words of this book are life, and they're light in a world full of darkness. Our God, the only true and living God, is the God of the living. He wants you to have life. He wants life in you. He speaks life into you via the word and the sacraments. Some refuse to listen. Some are too busy talking to hear. It literally takes God, the Holy Spirit, to get through to us, to create and sustain faith in us. We're not just stiff-necked, we're hard-headed. It takes the Holy Spirit to penetrate these noggins and these hearts. We beg you, O Holy Spirit, you are the Lord and giver of life. Open our ears. Only you can give us life, for you are the Lord and giver of life. Give us life, Lord. Give us life, Lord. Give us life, Lord. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.